And this is WMNF Tampa. I'm Duncan Strauss. Really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals. And we'll be trying something different for today's show, throwing open the phone lines and inviting folks to call in and chat on air for a few minutes each about an animal organization they feel strongly about, perhaps a forthcoming fundraiser or other event that you'll need some attention or you'd like to announce. First, though, as always, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune, this one by an animal band. This is the Eels with Fly Swatter here on Talking Animals. Good morning. That's the Eels with Fly Swatter, an animal song of sorts by an animal band. Ease us into today's edition of Talking Animals. My name's Duncan Strauss, here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. In just a few minutes, again, we'll be trying something novel for this program. We'll be inviting folks to call in at 813-239-9663 and talk on air for a few minutes each about the animal organization they run or volunteer with or otherwise care passionately about. Maybe there's a fundraiser or other events planned in the coming weeks you'd like to spotlight. Maybe there's a new program or service offered you think we should know about. Maybe you'd like to provide a quick overview of a certain shelter, legitimate sanctuary, or other entity that hasn't been acknowledged on this show or just under-acknowledged elsewhere. So we'll take these calls randomly, putting them on the air and chatting for a few minutes before taking the next call. The main ground rule is that because of our broadcast license as a non-profit, non-commercial station, There can be no mention of the cost or price of a product, service, or event, even if it's free. I know. So we'll start welcoming these calls in a few minutes here on Talking Animals. Also a bit later in the show, we'll step into the Comedy Corner, which involves animal comedy. Play Name That Animal Tune. The winner will receive a copy of Dog Sense, the new book by last week's guest, John Bradshaw. Starting to take off and hearing about it and reading about it all kinds of places now. So I think our interview last week with him was well-timed. And again, you can get your very own copy if you're the winner of today's Name That Animal Tune. We'll also hear some more animal songs. Besides the one we opened the show with, one will be from the Talking Animals Festival CD that you could one day own. Maybe that day could be today, if you play your cards right. And, of course, for a pledge of $50 to help us get launched on the Summer Fun Drive. More about that in a moment. Or we'll also hear another animal song by one of the bands performing this Saturday at WMNF's Americana Fest. Skippers getting underway at 4 o'clock. 11 bands. More about that later as well. Right now, though, it's time for animal news and announcements. A look at items of interest in animal news as well as announcements of local events. So let's turn now to interesting and or notable developments in animal news. Let's talk turkey, as it were. Produced, as always, by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department. Our first item, again, is kind of self-referential. That's the way we sometimes have to do it here. Now, you just heard Governor Rick Scott discuss on Rob's show at some length, but our beloved Governor Scott, of course, as you may have also heard or read, has vetoed the legislature's budget cutting all funding for public broadcasting in Florida, including WMNF. So WMNF will lose about $62,000 in our fiscal year that starts October 1st, and as you might imagine, that represents a significant hit for WMNF. And it's possible, unfortunately, that the station will have to cut some services or programming that we currently are able to provide. So, on a very related note, WNF's Summer Fun Drive is scheduled to start July 12th. That's next Tuesday. And the Talking Animals Fun Drive show will take place Wednesday, July 3rd at 11 a.m. That's next week, next Wednesday. So, and particularly in the wake of Governor Scott's budget slashing, very, very important that we're extremely successful financially, with fundraising on next week's show. So it'll be tremendously helpful if you consider supporting us now via our tip jar, as we were fortunate enough to be supported in that very fashion, the Talking Animals tip jar. First, let me just tell you how you go there, and let me tell you about someone who was kind enough to do that yesterday. So you go to WMNF.org, find Talking Animals on the schedule, of course, Wednesdays at 11 a.m., and then you just click on that page, and when you get to the Talking Animals page, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a thing marked Tip Jar. And you click on that, and there's a chance to put in whatever you can swing, $35, $50, $100, more, and that supports Talking Animals by way of the overall support of the WMNF Summer Fun Drive that, again, starts next week. So with that in mind, I'd like to thank Marilyn Weaver, huge animal and human supporter locally, and she indeed sent us a $50 pledge through the tip jar yesterday, which we greatly, greatly appreciate. And her comments, she says, "I'm a longtime supporter of WMNF. So many wonderful programs and voices heard from no other place on the air that I know of. Now we also have a voice for the animals. Thank you." Well, thank you, Marilyn. That's terrific. And again, anything that could help us get a running start at next week's fun drive would be fantastic. So again, the tip jar is a great way to do it. If you'd like to pursue some other ways to pledge before the show on next Wednesday, we could we can do that by way of emailing me at Duncan@WMNF.org. And we can work out whatever system's best for you. Some people don't like to pledge online. Some people do. Some people like to just send a check. But we can fill out the pledge card and make sure that Talking Animals is supported in that way, and overall that WMNF is supported. So again, Duncan@WMNF.org. And also, while we're thanking people who've been supporters, want to give a huge shout-out as well to Debbie Moore, who recently got a brick paver. That's part of our ongoing fundraising here at WMF, where you can get a brick paver for $1,000 donation and put your name or message, whatever you'd like, as a permanent ongoing tribute here at the station building. So Debbie Moore did that, and but did so by acknowledging Talking Animals as part of her gift, so we want to be sure to acknowledge her. Thank you very, very much, Debbie. That's really great for the station, and flattered to be included as part of that gift here with Talking Animals. Nod. So, but we'll have all kinds of gifts. If you want a brick paver like Debbie got, that's great. The moment Marilyn wasn't taking a gift for her tip jar thing, but we do have thank you gifts to suit all levels of donations. So, from some ongoing things that we've offered in the past, like a week stay at a Hawaiian condo in the Poipu Beach area on the island of Kauai, where there's all kinds of cool sea turtles and dolphins and whales, depending on what time of the year you go. Or a special Mexican whale watching trip courtesy of Baja Expeditions for two people for four nights to sort of commune with the so-called friendly whales in Baja, California. These are the California gray whales that the mothers give birth to. And then in a phenomenon I think pretty much unknown anywhere else in the world, they bring their baby whales over to people in little skiffs, little just 18-foot outboard equipped boats to touch and sometimes pet these friendly whales. And anyways, we did a show on it on May 13, 2009. And if you find that on talkinganimals.net, you'll also find a photo gallery that shows what that looks like. It's pretty amazing, pretty life-changing. So, and again, you can email us at duncan@wmnf.org if you'd like to get in early. We only have one of those to offer. And so if you'd like to be pledging for that, and make sure you get it, you can email us. But we have all kinds of things as well. Again, all levels of donation, including these nifty Talking Animals bracelets made by artist jeweler Audie Bryan. Those look really cool. We have a few of those. We also have CDs recorded at the second Talking Animals Festival in April. That was with 13 bands performing animal songs, including Magadog, Sons of Hippies, Pete Gallagher, Damon Fowler, and many, many others. So that could be had for a $50 pledge. So anyways, we just hope you'll support us in the fund drive or help us in other ways, including answering phones here at the station, providing meals for our volunteers, all sorts of other tasks during the busy, busy fund drive time. So you can call 813-238-8001 if you have some general volunteer help in that way. And again, contact us at duncan@wmnf.org if you can help us directly with the Talking Animals fundraising objectives. So we're going to come back to some news, but not surprisingly, perhaps, we've got some eager folks. So we're going to get right into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal learning comedy. It's still nearly time now to launch our open phone experiment, whereby you can be one of our guests today. And so can you, and you, and you. So we'll be taking these calls again randomly, speaking to as many people as we can. And you may want to start calling out. Some folks have already done. 813-239-9663. Meanwhile, this is Derek Languinas with a piece called Animal Lover on today's Comedy Corner on Talking Animals.
But I'm an animal lover, like I said. I love animals. Any animal lovers in the audience? By one of I love animals. I think most of them taste pretty good. You know, some of you applauded, some of you weren't too happy with that, and I understand the people who aren't too happy with that, because it is a hypocritical thing to say, to call yourself an animal lover on one hand, and then eat them on the other, right? It's kind of like a cannibal referring to themselves as a people person, you know what I'm saying? You have very nice eyes, yeah. Do you mind if I eat them? That kind of thing. But I, you know, I'm trying to deal with that. I'm trying to cut out the meat, and I'm trying to get down just to the fish now. Just, you know, they don't, whatever, they're fish. I feel bad, though, I do, because I love animal shows. I really do. I love watching them on the Discovery Channel. And Giggly McGillicuddy over here. No, I do. I love animal shows. But I know that I've been watching too many, because I had a realization that I've just, all this information is, it's interesting, but it's not useful. Right? Like, it is. I can't use any of this. It's not going to better me, you know. I was watching a show on the Arctic, and they were talking about polar bears. And at one point, they said that on account of the extreme cold, a polar bear's milk, the mother's milk, not the father's, is 48% fat. All right? Interesting, but not useful, you see. I can't use that information for my survival, for example. If I were ever stranded in the Arctic, you know, just freezing to death with my buddy Mike, you know. Hey, Mike, it's a polar bear. Did you know a polar bear's milk is 48% fat? No. You thinking what I'm thinking? No. Although, come to think about it, if I were ever being attacked by a polar bear, I'd probably go straight for the nipple. I would. I would. Think about it. Pretend I was one of its young, right? We've seen these interspecies relationships work in the past, right? You're going to die. It's worth a try, really, you know? Like, make sure it's a female.
All right. That was Derek Lenguinas. The piece called Animal Lover, taken from his album Vulnerable on Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be trying something novel for today's program. We're inviting folks to call in at 813-239-9663 and talk on air for a few minutes each about the animal organization they run or volunteer with or otherwise care passionately about. Again, could be about a fundraiser, other event, new program, other things. Or maybe just like to briefly discuss an animal issue that's caught your eye or been of interest to you in recent days. Anyways, we're taking these calls randomly for just a few minutes each. And again, an important detail to keep in mind is that because of our broadcast license, we just cannot discuss or mention the cost or price of a product, service, or event. Even, this is the weird part, even if it's free. Okay, let's get started here. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hey, Duncan.
Hey, who's this?
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hey, I wanted to pass the word to the listeners about the Tampa Bay Aquarium Society.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit organization that meets every month at the Florida Aquarium down on Channelside. And we have program speakers and activities and auctions and events. We're basically an outfit that's an organization that's intended to promote interest in aquariums, aquatic life, conservation, education, things of that nature.
Cool.
And our next meeting is actually we meet the second Monday of every month, so the next meeting for July is next Monday, July the 11th.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. at the Florida Aquarium. It's open to all, and you don't even have to have an aquarium. But you can come out and have a good time, and we're interested in meeting people.
And, John, so is this kind of more about people who are aquarium enthusiasts, like they have aquariums at their homes or offices or wherever, as opposed to people that visit aquariums where...
Yeah, actually, it's anybody who might be interested in that. We have quite a broad reach. We have the hobbyist who might have a 10-gallon aquarium in their home. We're affiliated with a lot of the local fish farmers and the industry organizations. So it's just anybody who's interested in fish. We have a lot of opportunity to kind of expose people to things that you might not see in your local pet store and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, is there a either website or some other means of contacting you if people are interested in following
absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. I encourage people to look at the website. It's www.tbas1.com. So TBAS for Tampa Bay Aquarium Society and the number 1.com.
Okay.
And we have a meeting coming up Monday night, and anybody is welcome, invited to attend. There's information on the website. There's some other events coming up. There's a big auction, an annual auction coming up in October at USF.
And when you say auction, what kind of items are being auctioned?
All kinds of things. I mean, fish, invertebrates, plants, hardware, anything kind of affiliated with the aquarium hobby.
And where are these items and animals in that case been sort of obtained?
A lot of them are donations from the fish farmers, a lot of local hobbyists who breed fish. We'll bring in, you know, some of their spawn, bring in the fry, or even the breeders. We get donations from other aquarium-related organizations. So
great.
There's a lot available. Look at the website,
yeah,
and feel free to join us, and we look forward to meeting new people.
Okay, John. Well, gosh, thanks so much for calling in today on Talking Animals. And again, folks can check things out and get acquainted if they like this Monday, July 11th, 7 p.m. at the Florida Aquarium.
Yeah, and the organization is actually the Tampa Bay Aquarium Society.
Mm-hmm.
There tends to be a little confusion. Sometimes people think that we're part of the Florida Aquarium. We're not. We're just we benefit by having the access to the space. We use one of their classrooms for our meetings.
Okay. All right.
That's Thanks, Duncan.
Probably a good point to clarify. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, let's welcome someone else. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Duncan. This is Sandy Atkinson.
Oh, hey, Sandy Atkinson. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. So I should clarify for listeners who somehow might not know right away. Sandy is a great, great musician. She's played, fortunately for us, at both Talking Animals festivals. And last year, the first year, debuted a song called Talking to the Animals, which she again played at this year's festival. And to tie it all back together, that featured on this new Talking Animals Festival CD that WMNF will be offering as a little thank you gift for people donating at the fund drive. So, with that long preamble, how's it going, Sandy?
It's going great. Yeah, I got a copy of the CD, and it's a great CD. There's a lot of great musicians and bands on there. It was a fun gig.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for your ongoing support. And what did you call in to talk about an animal organization today?
Well, of course, I love animals. I think the SPCA is a great organization. There's a lot of orphans out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cat that's trying to adopt me now. But anyway.
Well, the cat's trying to adopt you. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
I have
there's one that keeps coming to my door crying for food, so I have to feed him, of course.
Right.
I'm not letting him go hungry. But he's very antisocial. He'll meow at the door, and then he goes, meow, meow. He sounds so sweet, and I open the door, and he hisses at me.
Wow.
Very antisocial.
All right, but somehow that sounds like the cat is actually winning in the efforts to adopt you.
That's true. Listen, we're going to be playing at the Palladium Theater tomorrow night.
Oh, great.
The side door. And I want to get out.
I'm sorry. I think your call dropped a little bit out there, Sandy. You want to do what? Sorry.
I wanted to invite you out to the show.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
I hope you can make it. Marvelous Marvin is going to be hosting. We play from 8 to 11. It'll be with a True Love. We have Dean Germain on the B3 and Cannon Quinn on guitar and Ben Jammin on bass and Phil Crispin on drums. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting over the Internet and doing audience interviews, so it should be a blast.
Well, that's great, Sandy. So what, can you give a website where, I mean, hopefully people can make it out if they don't otherwise have plans, but can you give the website where you mentioned they're broadcasting online? Where would they find that?
I'll have the link on my website at sandyatkinson.net.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds like a neat show, and again, we always appreciate your support of Talking Animals, and you're obviously a big animal person who's, I think, about to have a new member of the family from the sounds of things there.
All right,
Sandy.
Talking Animals Show and WMNF, two great organizations.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind. All right, Sandy. Well, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Palladium, or actually Friday, right? It's Friday the 8th, right?
Friday
looks like,
night.
Yeah, okay. It's Friday at the Palladium in St. Petersburg. So thanks again, Sandy.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
Duncan. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take someone else. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What's your
name,
please?
Hi, Duncan.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
By the way, I want to start off with saying that the condo in Kauai is just fabulous.
Oh, wow. All right.
I'll give you a little plug there. Hope you get to get that for a pledge. this
okay,
time
well, yeah, that's an unsolicited plug, but if you want to describe a couple more things about it.
Well, just the wildlife is great. You can see the whales off of the balcony. You don't even have to leave. You can sip your margarita or whatever right there.
Wow, cool.
But you can take a trip to see a little closer, but monk seals, I think it is, right there on the beach.
Right, yeah.
Turtles, snorkeling, just better than ever. It was a great trip. Very relaxing. Not a lot of, like, nightlife,
right,
or anything like that. It's
sure
about relaxing. But
yeah, and a lot of
things to do.
A lot of great beauty, natural beauty,
yeah,
and wildlife,
yeah,
as you say. So.
It was great. Thank you very much.
Well,
I had
thank
a great
you
time.
Wow.
Went by myself. It was beautiful.
Excellent. So. Well, thanks for that. And again, people can contact us at Duncan@WMF.org if you'd like to find out and pledge before next week's show, where we'll be offering a week's stay, like Michelle took. So, are you calling about an animal organization today, Michelle?
Yes. Okay. Well, I'd just like to shout out to all the local groups. I'm one of them that I volunteered for before that does a lot is Dunedin Doggy Rescue, and they have a Suds on Sunday.
Yeah.
First Sunday of every month, they do a dog wash, and it benefits their group that it raises money. It's at the Dunedin Brewery.
Sure.
But I also have volunteered for and fostered for DARE. It's a Dachshund rescue group. And
right.
They're at daretorescue.com. And they're great, but overwhelmed with dogs, and therefore they could not help me when I recently rescued a 10 or 12-year-old orphan. Her human, he was 97, and he died of lung cancer about a month ago.
Oh, shit.
And I took her in. I'm co-fostering her with my babysitter. And she is in need of some major funds because she has been diagnosed with thyroid tumor. And her family, the kids of the elderly gentleman that died, they want to just put her down. So we said no. And I've set up a website where people can donate, and it's dashhoundcoco.wordpress.com. Again, it's www.
Yeah, you better go slow on that one. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
DACHSHUND Dachshund Coco COCOA .wordpress.com. Dachshundcoco.wordpress.com. And you can follow her veterinary diary, see what she's doing, what her progress is. She's going tomorrow to see the surgeon for a consult, probably going to run us about $2,000 for the surgery.
Wow.
And then we find out if she needs radiation therapy, which might be another $2,000. But there's a link to PayPal. It's all secure if anyone wants to even donate a dollar. Every dollar helps.
Sure.
I've been just asking friends and family and people to help. And this is where you can really make a difference to one dog. You can really see her progress. And then, again, just all the local groups are great. This Friday, I don't know if they're going to call or not, but Pet Pal has a fundraiser at Ferg's, and that's down on Central Avenue near the police station. I don't know the exact address, but they're doing a great fundraiser. So there's so many good local groups. So just want to shout out to all of them.
Well, that's so great, Michelle. And again, that's terrific what you're doing for Coco. And let's hope that some folks help kind of share the cost, because that sounds like a noble undertaking and yet a very expensive one to get this little dog feeling better. So.
Yeah, and she's looking for a home, too, when she gets through her treatment. She'll be looking for a forever home. So thanks for letting me put that out there, and I love your show.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks so much, Michelle, and thanks for the nice words about the Kauai condo as well. So.
Okay, great.
All right,
thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, this is Talking Animals, and we are, as you might have gathered if you just tuned in, we're taking some calls from people. Today you could be the guest, or you. So we're allowing people to call in and inviting them, in fact, to call in at 813-239-9663 and tell us a little bit about an animal organization that you like. Maybe you help run it, maybe you volunteer there, maybe you just feel passionately about it for one reason or another. We're happy to hear all those stories, and I'm going to get to one that we got an email from someone that, so let me just read this. This email says, "Great idea to let the listeners be the guest today. I am not a good speaker, so I thought I would just write in. I volunteer as a cat cuddler at Humane Society of Sarasota County. HSSC currently has over 100 cats and dogs available for adoption, and we have a waiting list for take-ins. It is a no-kill shelter, relies on community funding, and has been given a 4-star rating by a charity navigator 3 years running, and that's a way that they all kinds of all nonprofits are evaluated for how they handle their money, the donations that come in, and what they do with that money. So that's a huge 4-star rating. It's fantastic. The email continues, in addition to shelter care and adoptions, they also have an affordable spay and neuter program, fostering opportunities, education and obedience classes, kids programs, and a pet therapy program. Parentheses, I love when they bring the pups to the hospital where I work. Everyone there is so dedicated, from the executive staff to the kennel staff to the volunteers. They're currently in the process of converting one of the cat kennel rooms into another free roaming room. Looking forward to when it is done. Some of the animals have had their adoption fees sponsored in part or in whole, and sometimes bonded pairs are 2-for-1. Adoption fees, we can't get into the prices as we've acknowledged, but they seem very reasonable. And those seem to include spaying, neutering, health checks, inoculations, flea preventative, rabies vaccination, and microchipping. So, and also it looks like a 30-day prepaid insurance through shelter care. So, come see us and take home a forever friend. Yikes! Okay, who doesn't like a nice pun? So anyway, that's again a nice note from KDE, touting Humane Society of Sarasota County. So, alright, let's take another, call and see. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. What's your name, please?
Dory Hample.
Oh, hi. Did you call in to tell us a little bit of an animal organization that you like?
I do. Or I did. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I did something a little differently, and the one organization that I am supporting is the Suncoast Animal League that is in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Sure.
I knew Rick Shabbaty when he was over at the Humane Society over in Largo,
mm-hmm.
and I know they do this. Well, what I did was I wrote a children's book about a flock of birds that go on rescue missions helping those in need. And I deal with hoarding and bullying and other such issues. And what we did was I used the Suncoast Animal League contact, a dog named Ruff, over there who helps these birds and takes the animals and the adoption and things like that. And anyway, we donate part of the proceeds to the Suncoast Animal League from the sales of the books. And I realize we're not allowed, you know, to talk about prices, and I understand that. But
sure.
I found it was a way that I could do something fun, because I go to the schools, actually, and bring the book and the birds, since the birds are real birds. So the kids can meet the characters, and we discuss issues about care of birds and care of animals and how they should be treated. And that's what I'm very passionate about, is
sure.
treating animals well and giving back to a community through, you know, doing something like this.
No, that's great. And, of course, I believe we're hearing one or more of your charges also speaking on
yeah.
On the subject as well. So
that is my Stubby. Well, it's Stubby, my special needs scarlet macaw, who is in the book. Her parents ate her feet off, but she's a wonderful, wonderful bird. And I felt it was important to put her in there so that all with special needs know that they're just as important. And, of course, Talara, who is the star of the book, and she is my hyacinth macaw. Yes, so.
Wow. That is so cool. And was it Dory? I'm sorry if I didn't catch it at the very beginning. Is it Dory is your name? Or?
Yes, Dory.
Yeah. Well, this is great, Dory. So is there somewhere where people could find out more about a website, a Facebook page, somewhere else where people could, you know, follow up on some of what you're telling us about the great work that you're doing?
Absolutely. It is www.justwinginginc.com.
Okay, great. Well, this sounds really, really great. And so how many birds, like right now, besides those two that you mentioned, are living with you, or is it not so much that you're living with some as much as sort of traveling around and getting the word out about these birds?
I have 33 birds of my own. Now, not all are pets. But the characters in the book are here, the six of them. But I also have pairs, and birds that are turned over to me for whatever reason, the economy, old age, and other things, that people are no longer able to keep their birds, and things like that. So if I can rehabilitate them and find them new homes, I do. Otherwise, I take care of them here.
Wow. So those 33 are living with, I mean, at least at the moment, and under some are kind of probably more fostering or transitory, but yes. There's 33 living at your home with you right now?
Yes.
Wow.
I have a beautiful place, so they you know, have, you know, a wonderful place and in kind of the woods and, you know, log home and deer and buffalo and all that.
So, yeah, I guess the question is when your living room became an aviary, but I guess that was probably some years ago. So,
Once you make the commitment to any animal,
yeah,
you need to keep that commitment.
Absolutely. Well, no, that's a fantastic story. Well, gosh, yeah, thanks so much for calling in and filling us in. And again, it's, the website is justwingitinc.com. Dory, thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk to, I think this is our next one. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hello, Duncan.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Sandy again.
Oh.
Listen, I just wanted to offer a pair of tickets, for your show for a giveaway for a donation to WMNF and your show for off the playing gig for Friday night.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? Great, Sandy. Okay. Well, that's really wonderful. So, thanks again, Sandy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, that was nice. Again, earlier in the show, we heard, Sandy, tell us about the show, Sandy Atkinson and the True Loves, this Friday, July 8th at the Palladium Theater, in St. Petersburg. So, if you'd like to, call in a pledge, we'll, let you, let's say $30 pledge would be great for Talking Animals and WMNF if you'd like to go to that show. 813-239-9663. And, let's go back. There are some people who are occasionally, emailing as opposed to calling in, and we want to, you know, be sure to include them too. So, this is from someone who, I think wants to remain anonymous, but says, thought I'd give a shout-out testimonial to SPOT, Low-Cost Spay Neuter Clinic in Pinellas Park. They were wonderful when I took, James, my adult male pit mix, in for his neuter surgery. James had been through some trauma, and the staff and vet were very understanding. And, something just popped up right in front of that. We're very understanding and exceptionally kind. They also do routine vaccinations and have a nifty little gift shop thrift store right in the clinic. So, the address for that is 4403 62nd Avenue, Pinellas Park. Phone number is 727-329-8657. And the website is spotusa.org. All right, let's take another, caller. And, hi, you are on Talking Animals.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
There. Hi,
what's your name?
Curtis.
Oh, hi, Curtis.
And I'd just like to let people know about an awesome animal sanctuary on the east coast of Florida called Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. And the thing that makes it really special is that it rescues Florida wildlife. So there's 6 rescued Florida panthers there, and it's really hard. You never get to see Florida panthers, really. And they have 6 of them living there that were confiscated under different horrible circumstances. They have alligators, bears, they have acres and acres of property with great wildlife trails. And if people are visiting the east coast of Florida, this place is in Jupiter. It survives strictly on donations, and they do really great work there.
Wow, that sounds good. Now, what is the connection, if any, to the Bush operation over here?
Zero.
Okay.
It's spelled B-U-S-C-H, just like over there, but they're not related at all.
Okay, so they're not doing sort of zoo things or other things.
No,
this is strictly...
these are animals that have either they're there for rehab purposes to be let back into the wild at some point. They rescue everything from seabirds to raccoons, possums, bears. I mean, every kind of animal native to Florida.
Okay, cool. And do you happen to have a website or some other contact information?
Yes, it's Bush Wildlife, and again, that's B-U-S-C-H, wildlife.com is their website. They have a summer camp for kids where they get to kind of interact and look after, you know, cleaning cages and helping out and learning about Florida wildlife. And it's just a great place.
Okay, well, gosh, that sounds great. Thanks thanks for calling in, Curtis. Appreciate that.
Okay, see ya.
All right. So, all right, I think we're going to probably have time for one more, and let's see how that goes. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hi, my name's Michelle. I'm with Space Society of Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Michelle, and then I missed the rest of that. I'm sorry.
The rescue is called Space Society of Florida.
Oh, okay.
We are a 501c3 rescue located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Okay.
We go around Florida, Alabama, Georgia, rescuing the dogs that are on the high kill shelters.
Okay, Michelle, you know, I'm so sorry, but about every third word is dropping out. I still haven't even caught the name of the organization, and I don't know if there's a better cell zone you can get into or if you want to try to call us back, but I just feel it's a sort of a squandered opportunity if we can't really make out what you're saying here.
Can you hear me now?
Better.
Okay.
So start with the name of the organization again.
It's Safe Society of Florida.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, we're located out in Spring Hill, Florida.
Okay.
For a 501c3 rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We go around the state of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama rescuing dogs from high kill shelters. And we take them in, get them all medical that they need, and we find them perfect homes.
What was the last part? You do what then?
We bring them in from the high kill shelters.
Right.
Pick them up, you know, get them fixed, get them all their shots, any medication that they need. Any type of rehabilitation that they need, and then we go home and we find them. We find them their perfect home.
Cool, that's great. Now, is there a website or a Facebook page where people could find out more about Safe Society of Florida?
Yeah, actually, we have both. Our website is safesocietyoffl.com.
Okay. Great. Well, Michelle, thank you so much. Sorry it was a little tricky at first, but I think we did get the information, and it sounds like you guys are doing great, great work. So thanks for calling in and joining us today on Talking Animals.
All right. Great, thanks so much.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, I think that's probably going to do it, but we do have time now for a Name That Animal Tune, and so you are listening to Talking Animals on Duncan Strauss, and the show website is talkinganimals.net. So it is time to proceed to Name That Animal Tune. There'll be a prize, a copy of John Bradshaw's book, Dog Sense. See, the first person who calls in 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune. It's named an animal tune. I'm talking animals. Sort of a gimme there at the end, I think. But anyway, so 813-239-9663 if you can name that animal tune. And I'm going to get into a couple of, let's see, you know what I think we'd also like to do? Let's see here. We will take one of these. Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can you name that animal tune?
Is that Boris the Spider?
That's right. What is your first name, sir?
Steve.
Steve?
Yes.
Oh, right. That is Boris the Spider by The Who, and that's going to get you that correct answer, a copy of John Bradshaw's new book, Dog Sense. Terrific, terrific book. Really kind of resets the landscape all about dogs, dog training, and behavior, and living with dogs. So we'll put you back on hold and get your information and get you out that copy shortly.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so... we do want to get into another animal song at this point. This one from Ronnie Elliott and Animal Genius. Is Ronnie Elliott, much like Sandy Axton, performed at both Talking Animals Festival. And this year's fest, all the bands and performers were recorded for the Talking Animals Festival CD that we mentioned a couple times now. That's a thank you gift we'll be offering on the Fun Drive Show next Wednesday for a pledge of $50. But you can pledge today. Why wait, folks? For the CD, 813-239-9663. There's 13 bands featured, a couple bands with more than one song, so 16 tracks, all animal songs. Dirty Spoons, A Trash Review, Sandy Atkinson, The True Loves, Ronnie Elliott, and the Animal Geniuses, we're about to hear, Bird Street Players, Loris Vidal, Kelly McRae, Pete Gallagher, Ray Zillis PBS, The Sun Society, Damon Fowler, Tribal Style, Sons of Hippies, and MAGA Dog. So, pretty cool CD, and we're going to hear something from it now, from Ronnie Elliott, and a little collective called, for that day at least, Animal Geniuses, with their version of See You Later, Alligator. I'm talking animals.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Yeah, I saw my baby walking with another man today. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know your criminal style? When I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what you told me, nearly made me lose my head. The next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Sorry, pretty baby, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty baby, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you'll forgive me? Say your love for me is true. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. Don't you know you're in my way now? Don't you know your grandma style?
Thanks so very much. Thanks to WMNF and Duncan Strauss, and thanks for Talking Animals. Take care of all the animals. Give us peace on earth and end this dreadful, dreadful war.
All right. And thanks to you, Ronnie, and company. That was... Ronnie Elliott and the Animal Geniuses were doing, of course, See You Later, Alligator. That's from the Talking Animals Festival CD. And you could be the proud owner of that CD as well by calling in today at 813-239-9663. $50 pledge takes it away to help support the Talking Animals and WMNF. And same thing will be offered next week on our Fun Drive show. But why wait? No waiting, folks. Go right to the head of the line. Anyway, I just want to read one or two animal news items that we kind of skipped over just to get right to those calls earlier in the show. But a few things I'll be sure to mention for one reason or another. This comes from the LA Times. My friend there called this to my attention. It's by Victoria Kim, staff writer there. It says, by the time summer school starts this month, Caleb will probably walk into class with a golden retriever at his side. Caleb Syriax is a 7-year-old severely autistic boy who, for the most part, doesn't speak. He shrieks and paces when he gets anxious, and on occasion he pinches and scratches others. Eddie is Caleb's service dog, tethered to the boy by a red strap. The dog keeps Caleb from running off into crowds or darting into traffic, and he knows to intervene when the boy starts to feel anxious. When Caleb entered first grade last year, school officials in Cyprus refused to let him take Eddie to school. Caleb's parents sued in federal court, alleging that the district was discriminating against their son based on his disability. Recently, a federal judge in Santa Ana ruled that Frank Vessels Elementary School must let Caleb take Eddie to school, and that the boy was probably a victim of discrimination. The U.S. Department of Justice attorneys filed a, quote, statement of interest, end quote, in this case, saying the school district was violating the boy's civil rights and misinterpreting the Americans with Disabilities Act. So, yay for Caleb, yay for Eddie. Now, this story comes from my general neck of the woods, I'm embarrassed to say, but what the heck. It's funny, I heard about this when I was out in California, and I heard about this was going on, and I didn't realize it was going on, virtually in my backyard. But anyways, let's carry on. You'll know more in a sec. So this is from the Palm Beach Post. And it starts off, if your pooch poops, you pay. plagued with pets that do business in all the wrong places. Dog owners in the village of Abacoa, a condominium association of 458 units, must pay a $200 fee starting August 1st. The money will pay DNA Pet World Registry to take the dog's genetic fingerprint and keep the information on file. Doggy droppings found in condo common areas will be collected and mailed in a plastic tube to the Knoxville, Tennessee-based company. If the poop matches the pooch, the owners can be fined up to $1,000. If they don't pay, a lien can be placed on their home, said Susan Nellen, property manager for Brewster Property Management, which manages the condo near Roger Dean Stadium. Not everyone supports the policy. Quote, "This is nuts. They will be testing all kinds of poop. Is this America?" said Troy Holloway, who owns one of the condos. But managers say they have no choice. Dogs are defecating and urinating in elevators and stairwells, on carpets and in the lobby, as well as common areas outside. The condo association is spending $10,000 to $12,000 a year replacing and cleaning, said Matthew Brookman, president of the Village of Abacoa Condominium Association. Quote, "The smell is disgusting. Residents are embarrassed to have company. Dog crap is everywhere," Nellen said. And it goes on from there. All right, that is something. And I get at least one or two more, including this one that I found a couple different places. And then Sean Canan, our assistant public affairs and news director, handed me, I guess he saw this in the St. Pete Times. But anyway, it's, this came from sort of Associated Press and NPR. And it starts off with, when Stephen Zawistowski got his first dog 50 years ago, she was the only dog in the neighborhood that was spayed. Quote, "She had an incision that must have been a foot long and was sewn up with what looked like piano wire," says Zawistowski, science advisor for the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. "It took years of campaigning to change thinking about sterilizing pets, but it has paid off. This year, fewer than 4 million unwanted dogs and cats will be euthanized, down from as many as 20 million before 1970. There are several reasons aggressive adopt-a-pet campaigns are carried out every day in cities all over the country, and breed rescues save many dogs. But animal experts believe spaying and neutering has played the biggest role in saving so many lives. Nearly every public shelter, private rescue, or animal welfare organization in the country donates money, space, or time to low-cost spay and neuter clinics. And spaying and neutering has become the law in some states, counties, I should say, and cities. Many states require all shelter animals to be sterilized. Rhode Island requires most cats to be sterilized, and Los Angeles requires most dogs and cats to be spayed or neutered by the time they are 4 months old. So it goes on from there, but really, really encouraging trend with the numbers. We still have a lot of work to do, but we're making great headway. So, anyways, we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals, and we'll be back next Wednesday, July 13th at 11 a.m. for our Fun Drive show. I really, really hope you'll join me then and support Talking Animals, support WMNF, support me. We really need your help. Whatever you can swing, $30, $50, $100, any and all help is great. And again, you can email me, Duncan@WMF.org, if you'd like to work this out in advance or talk more about some of our cool thank you gifts that we have, from the whale trip to the condo to the CDs to the bracelets and other things. We'll have more to announce next week, some special exclusive premiums, as we always try to do. So anyway, I hope we can just count on you. And again, if you can help out at the station with the fun drive, answering phones, providing food for our volunteers, there's all kinds of tasks that go with the fun drives. So you can call 813-238-8001, speak to Miss Julie or others about that. So anyways, I also hope you'll visit our website, talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, as well as archives and podcasts of past Talking Animals programs. Well, we also have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and more. That's all found at talkinganimals.net. Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant is Libby McKenna. My thanks to her. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much to everybody who called in and gave us some information about some cool animal organizations, either by phone or by email. That was sort of the idea of today's experiment, and I appreciate it. Appreciate the support, and kind of a different kind of show, and I think I think it was nice to hear a variety of voices on today's show. So, anyways, have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for the fabulous Scott Elliott with the All Souls version of It's the Music, airing next from noon to 3. We're closing out today's show, as always, with an animal tune. This one by Sunset Bridge, one of 11 bands performing this Saturday at WMNF's Americana Fest at Skipper Smokehouse starting at 4 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance. That's like $1 per band. So for tickets, go to WMNF.org, the usual ticket outlets, or call Miss Julie during business hours right here at 813-238-8001. So right now, this is Sunset Bridge with Good Old Dog taking us up to the NPR News, and then Scott Elliott and his great, great show right here on WMNF Tampa. Have a great week. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, 11 a.m., Talking Animals, looking for your support and help. And that's it. It's WMNF Tampa. This is Sunset Bridge. Part of Saturday's Americana Fest. Take care.
And my balls into the floor. I won't let you forget about me. So I left you a treat stuck on the bottom of your feet. What did you feed me? You used to let me sleep in your bed, but now instead of me is the man of your dreams, and now I'm sleeping under the trees. Ooh, I'm laying in the leaves. We'll probably bury me.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi.